August 21, controlled by the great designer. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. The church is to work actively as an organized body to spread abroad the influence of the cross of Christ. Those who work unselfishly to give the truth to those nigh and afar off are registered in the courts above, laborers together with God, God's husbandry, God's building. Controlled by the great designer, they show what human beings can be when they wear the yoke of Christ, learning his meekness and lowliness. It is because so many of Christ's professed followers seek to be first that he cannot trust them. Were they humble, willing to be taught by him, they would be a power in showing to the world the influence of the truth upon human character. Those who work in Christ's lines, never seeking to exalt self, will reveal constant activity and steady progress in missionary enterprises. They will not be satisfied unless church is added to church. God expects those in his service to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints. Our aggressive missionary work is to be more abundant than it has been in the past. More territory is to be annexed. The standard of truth is to be planted in new places. Churches are to be established. All is to be done that can be done to fulfill the commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Matthew 28:19. The life of a church depends on the interest which its members manifest in those outside the fold. Let the church of God remember that Christ gave himself as a sacrifice to save a world from destruction. For our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might come into possession of eternal riches. Shall those whom God has blessed with a knowledge of the truth become narrow in their plans? Let them arouse to a sense of their vast obligations, cutting away every thread of selfishness, that the Lord may pour upon them his Holy Spirit. Let them seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. They have no reason for being faithless and complaining. Let them cease all fault-finding and murmuring, and encourage a spirit of gratitude for past energies and blessings. Let them praise the Lord in unfeigned gratitude for the light of his word. Signs of the Times, August 21, 1901.